Blog Talk Radio. This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh. Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
I never get the flu.
My kids don't need more shots.
I don't have time.
We're all healthy.
My asthma's under control.
But I'm pregnant. I've had the flu before. It's not a big deal.
My kids are too old for flu.
The media is exaggerating.
I can fight it naturally.
My diabetes, it's under control.
No matter how you build your excuses, the flu can blow your house down.
I can't believe I used up all my sick time.
I missed a week of school during finals.
Now my baby has it because of me.
The hospital? Death?
Keep your foundation strong. Vaccinate. Learn more at flu.gov.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And we're back, and we're talking tonight about Charlotte. Charlotte has an interesting history, a very interesting history. Of course, it's named after one of the black queens in England. And it's interesting because we're going to talk about the gentleman who actually drew or painted her portrait, giving her the distinction of being that type of person, and also showing the features that she had. He was one of the few artists that was allowed to do that. But if you remember, in one of our programs, we talked about what price freedom, and we talked about William Wilberforce, a committed abolitionist who was heavily associated with the song Amazing Grace. Well, from 1797 up until 1883, Wilberforce, of course, fought with the English Commonwealth to make sure that they got the laws that got rid of a lot of slavery. And we also talked about 1793, when the French Revolution collapsed and St. George was in prison, who was one of the greatest composers of France, who brought their music up to a new height, and he changed the way the French and the world deal with composing, especially coming from a black man. Now, if we look at Charlotte, she's born in 1744. That's probably 49 years before the French Revolution. And if Wilberforce is 1797, she's probably 54 years old at the time that this is happening in her country. Well, this is a phenomenal period because Queen Charlotte, born 1744 to 1818, she's wife of George III of England. Before her marriage, she was Princess Charlotte of Mecklenburg, Strelitz. Charlotte and Mecklenburg County were both named in her honor. Now, it's the interesting part about her features that we want to talk about because Charlotte has grown. Today I ran into managers, two and three of them, at the Greyhound bus station. I ran into managers, two or three of them, male and female, black, at the Studio 6. And you see people working in the stores and doing things and going about the business of being professionals in a city that was named after one of the black queens of England. Now, her Negro characteristics of the queen's portrait, certainly, they had to have political significance since artists of that period were expected to kind of play down or soften or even obliterate undesirable features in a subject's face. But Sir Alan Ramsay was the first artist responsible for the majority of the paintings of the Queen, and his representatives of her were just most decidedly African of all her portraits. Ramsay also was an anti-slavery intellectual of his day, along with Wilberforce. Now, he also marries the niece of Lord Mansfield, the English judge, whose 1772 decision was the first in a series of rulings that finally ended slavery in the British Empire. So you got to look at all these people involved in trying to abolish the slave trade, while the Queen is still writing letters later on to her brother about the Americas. It should be noted, too, that by the time Sir Ramsay was commissioned to do this, his first portrait of the Queen, he was already by marriage uncle to Diodha Elizabeth Lindsay. Now, I want you to write this name down, D-I-D-O-E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, which is Elizabeth, then Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y. I want you to go online and look up her history. She's one of the most beautiful black women in that time period. And he used to paint portraits of her. But listen to what I said. He was already by marriage uncle to Elizabeth Lindsay. Ramsay enjoyed a successful career in London as a portrait artist for high society. After 1754, he was commissioned to paint a number of portraits for the royal family and was selected in 1760 to paint the royal coronation portraits of George III and his Queen Charlotte. And in 1761, he was named painter ordinaire to the king. Now, George III was actually around about 24 years old, and Charlotte was 17 when they posed for Ramsay's in the royal coronation robes. Although George III became King of England in 1760, the royal coronation was delayed until he wed his queen in 1761. Now, these are important factors because, again, living in a city where you actually really need to see the history constantly change for an area, for the Americas, for Charlotte, for the people here. Now you see blacks going along, doing a lot of great things, building a lot of great things, managing great things, and the city Charlotte is really growing. Well, imagine back in the day it's named after somebody that actually was in royalty. And it's definite that when you look at the history of Allan Ramsay, the portrait artist who drew it, you can't deny the fact that this was a black woman born in Germany, Mecklenburg. So, again, looking at these types of things, now Allan Ramsay was born in 1713. He dies in 1784. His nationality is listed as English, born Scottish. It's like English / born Scottish. His movement was the British school of portraiture. His media was painting, which gets back to my issues about virtual education. We could stretch their imaginations if we took them to other cities and countries where the artists were just above everything that anybody had even imagined to draw, or the old sculptures. That's why I talked about that. But again, on Charlotte, to know that this city has really grown and taken shape, still doing great things, and has a long way to go. Look at the icon it's named after. Now, the biography or biography, Allan Ramsay, son of a famous poet, Allan Ramsay, his son of the same name was raised well-educated in his hometown of Edinburgh. He also traveled there, but eventually traveled to Rome and came under the influence of Poppio Bettino, or Bettani, a fashionable Italian portraitist. Now, again, you need to go back and look at his work, P-O-M-P-E-O, last name, B as in boy, A-T-O-N-I. And he's an Italian portrait artist. So we need to look at that when we talk about the differences in American artists and European artists. Now, Ramsay moved to London and became the principal painter to King George III 5 years later. He also helped to fund the Royal Academy in 1768, a very successful and talented portrait artist. Ramsay was known for his expressionness and emotions in his paintings. He also published several philosophical essays, which is why I say students need to be involved in literature concerning what they do and how they do it in the different schools that they go to. Philosophy is a big class. So again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course, I'm Don S. McClure, And we're talking tonight about the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. We're actually also talking about the person it's named after and some of the people that were involved in her life. If you want to call in, you can call 818-691-7395. The number to call is 818-691-7395. And I'm enjoying the show. This is Don McClure. And right now we're 44 minutes into the show. And we seem to be doing pretty good. So far we're talking about Charlotte. And I also read you one of the emails that people sent in concerning previous shows. So I'd like to know what you think about being in a city that you definitely know had something to do with Black heritage. Did you know that it was a city that had a lot to do with Black heritage? And have you noticed that the Blacks here are starting to grow and do more? Is it because they feel a sense of pride and loyalty to who it was named after? Do they even know what the city was named after? Do they even believe that it's named after that person? I mean, I'm staying at a hotel on Queens Way. So we need to talk about that. We're going to take a quick break. This is Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And we're broadcasting live from the city of Charlotte, North Carolina.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
And we're back. This is Don S. McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. So we were talking about what do you think. We know that the city of Chicago had a black mayor named Harold Washington. We know that King played a great role in Montgomery in Alabama. We know that there's a lot going on with the city of Chicago as far as DuSable, one of the black explorers, who the city basically got a lot of things from. I mean, it was a fort at one time, and as an explorer, he showed people this was a new frontier for them to have. But we want to know, what do you think? What do you think happens to people's mentality when they find out that the founding fathers of their cities, or the person who influenced the name of the city, was black? I think those are important issues, just like we need to know the founding fathers of a lot of cities. We talk about the founding fathers of our country. We learn their names, their histories, their wives, the people they're involved in, their children's lives. And I think that helps us to grow. So when we're in cities that are named after us because of something that they felt was important at that time, England felt that Charlotte played a role in their life. So we want to know, what do you think? The number is 818-691-7395. The number is 818-691-7395. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. One of the things that, to me, is important is knowledge. Tomorrow we're going to be doing a book signing in Charlotte. We're going to be introducing a young lady, Flora Barber. She's going to be talking about Miss Lowe's Bears. We're also going to be talking about why I write books, how I write them, and where I'm going with a lot of this knowledge. I believe that if we build a strong publication company, we will definitely be on the road to building even greater things. And we'll be able to even employ people once we make this thing solid and strong. That's what creative ideas do. And hopefully, maybe one day there'll be a city named after me or a block or a street or something. And I think that would be nice for my family history. But knowing what your city, how your city is viewed, when people come to do tourism, is important because it's to change their mentality when they're in your city. So we're talking about Charlotte tonight. We're talking about one of the black queens of England. And actually that came from an article that I was doing called The Black Royals. And it was a very interesting article when I put it all together. Now, the growing opinions for vast numbers of researchers who believe Queen Charlotte, wife of the English King George III, was directly descended from Marguerite de Castro y Silva, a black branch of the Portuguese royal house. Now, I might not have pronounced her last name correctly, but we know it's Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O, Sousa, S-O-U-S-A, a black branch of the Portuguese royal house. It was suggested that six different lines can be traced from England's black queens to Marguerite in a gene pool, which because of royal inbreeding was already minuscule, thus explaining the queen's unmistakable African appearance. Now, that's what a lot of the researchers say. It's still up to debate. A lot of people still want to say now they don't really think she was black, but I remember a young lady calling me, telling me she had heard a story where there was a woman looking at the black royals. She didn't know she was looking at the black royals in England. And as she passed by the portrait of the queen, she was saying, this woman looks black, from her hair to some of her features. And don't forget, they say that Alan Ramsey was one of the few artists who could draw anybody as close to their appearance as possible without getting in trouble for that. But many who studied history viewed the solving of this issue concerning the riddle of Queen Charlotte's African ancestry being solved as a result of earlier investigation into the Black Magi, featured in the 15th century Flemish paintings. Now, again, a lot of this stuff we need to look up so that we can educate our children. And when we talk about European history, we need to talk about that history. So we do need to talk about the current history, but we also need to talk about the past. It has been suggested that two art historians felt that the Black Magi must have been portraits of actual contemporary people, since the artist, without seeing them, would not have been aware of the subtleties in coloring and facial bone structure of quadrons, Q-U-A-D-R-O-O-N-S, or octorons. Now, some people call them, they're like in the New Orleans area, or that's what a lot of blacks were considered at that time. Which these figures represented, enough evidence was accumulated to propose that the model for the Black Magi were, in all probability, members of the Portuguese de Sousa family. Now, again, history has a way of bringing information up, sharing information, and changing the views of a lot of things that are out there. But I think when I saw the portraits of Queen Charlotte, and I had them on my website, she had the features of a black woman or a Negro woman or an African with African descent, even though she was born in Germany. So I think you need to look at your research and figure things out for yourself and keep looking. But again, let's just say 99.9% she is black. Well, it's great to know you live in a city that a woman who left a lot of things, even though she might not have agreed with the American war. But to have somebody who's of the royal family and possibly from the Portuguese royal family, which brings us back to the issues of sharing histories between the Portuguese, the Spanish, African Americans, Africans, the Irish. We need to look stronger into what things are named after, like Robert Church in Memphis. I mean, supposedly, he put up the first $1,000 or whatever the money was worth to get people to try to buy the charter back to rebuild Memphis. So So he played a significant role in the rebuilding of Memphis's history. And he was so prominent as a black man, they say that he built one of the largest theaters in the South in Memphis. It was the first time that politicians could go and see 10 or 20,000 people in one setting to explain their political views or to see things that were going on in the Memphis community. And Bob Church was considered light-skinned or a octoroon or quadroon because he was light-skinned. But if you think about this, to learn what your school is named after, the places you visit, the things that you should be looking at so that you can raise your pride in the black community, so that you can strengthen your children with information that is valuable and important. Those are important keys to growth. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're 30 minutes into the show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. And we're broadcasting live from Charlotte. I think this is a great thing that we're doing, having these shows every Friday night. I get to travel to different cities. I think they have me scheduled next week to be in Washington, D.C. I think that should be fun, where the president is. But to have a chance to look up things and debate them is a magnificent tool that we need to use a lot more of, rather than always talking about the soap operas or who shot who and things like that. We need to look at some different things and see what's going on in our world, because I believe we could change the mentality of a lot of African Americans, especially to grow and want to be veterinarians or in the field of horticulture, and bring them to a level of pride that we just haven't had before, or that we had at one time and that we kind of seem to have lost that. So those are the things we need to talk about. We're going to take a quick PSA, and we're going to come right back. And we're 33 minutes into the show, and it moves by so fast, it's almost over. But we're talking to you tonight live from Charlotte. This is Don S. McClure.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Hi, I'm Jett Williams. Even though I never knew my father, Hank Williams, his legacy taught me the meaning of lending a helping hand. That's why I support the Orphan Foundation of America. OFA is committed to providing education, mentoring, and a workplace readiness for thousands of teens aging out of the foster care system. With the help of OFA's support programs, these young people can go to college and trade school, graduate, and make the leap from foster care to success. To learn how you can help, visit orphan.org.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and grade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Well, I think that's very interesting. Our computer is playing some of the same PSAs over again. But I don't have a problem with it. I guess we should support foster care. And we're going to do a show on that coming up pretty soon. I have a friend of mine in Memphis who works with foster care children. And it's like actually after they leave the foster care system. We're going to interview him on air one day in the upcoming show so he can tell you about what he does. And he has a group called Seed House of Guidance that he's putting together and he works with every day. And I've seen some great things that he's done, but we're going to take a look at those systems and see what's going on. But tonight, we are talking about the city of Charlotte. Did we actually know? that it was named after a black queen, one of the black queens of England. And I think when we say that to Caucasians or whites or whatever the term is we're supposed to use that's politically correct, I think calling somebody white is kind of old school or foolish. I think we should address them as probably, again, it's better to call them Caucasians than it is to say white. But just like with black, it's African American or African. So I think there's some things that we need to look at. But when we're at these promotional parties or we're talking about other things that people get to hear us say and do at wine tastings or art galleries or paintings, if we have enough information and we could at least debate it intelligently, we can have intelligent conversations and possibly others will hear what we're saying and start to change their views. I think that's the whole thing that I learned from great speakers, from people that sit down and want to talk about things, not just to display their knowledge base, but to give information that others can say, well, maybe I didn't know that. I was talking to some people about Liberia's history. I was talking to actually a friend of mine who lives in the Carolinas, BJ, and I was explaining to her about some of the history of Liberia. And she was very fascinated with it because she has a friend who comes from Liberia. So he's told her some things, and it's going to help her gauge some other things, and they have lively conversations together. But information is the biggest, powerful, greatest key in the world, whether it's in England or France or Germany or Japan. Knowledge can really help you grow and build whatever it is you're trying to build. I was watching yesterday the stock index from the BBC's point of view, and I was learning that certain countries had reached a mark that was just terrible in the financial industry, and some of them had been at that mark for a while. So I kept looking at that saying, okay, this is the things that I need. Not only look at the stock markets in America, but I need to look at the stock markets also, the indexes from other countries, other areas, and see how well they're doing and listen to a different point of view. That's why I like the BBC. But imagine if you go to a gallery in England and you see a portrait of Queen Charlotte or Charlotte Sophia, whichever one they want to name it. And even that name Sophia normally doesn't come from the European class. Sophia is usually a Portuguese name or Spanish name or Italian name. So that should tell you something right there. But when you look through the archives of things and you check things out and you see where you're going, you learn more and you're able to debate it better and you're able to hold your head up higher. And you're able to put out information that others may not know. And if they do, you may be able to present a different slant so that you can discuss this thing in a debated issue, not so much arguing of who did what first. It's just an issue of having good information that represents your culture and represents other cultures and see how widespread the information could be and should be. And if it's not there, then we need to discuss that. You're listening to Don S. McClure. And my numbers have gone up, actually, for my show. We're reaching some phenomenal numbers that people are listening to the shows. And every time I go to do a show, I see a lot of my IMs pop up with questions. So I'm going to try to answer some of those questions back by email. And people send them in usually after they listen to the show, which is a good thing. So tonight, like I said, before we do the book signing tomorrow, I want to welcome Flora for being involved in the project to promote. And we're going to talk about Flo's Bears tomorrow. And she has family that lives in Charlotte. That's an important issue. I had a chance to talk to her sister earlier, and it was a fascinating conversation. She used to live in New Jersey, and she prefers to live now in Charlotte. She says she'll go back there to visit, but she likes the living lifestyle in Charlotte, and I'm just becoming aware of it. So I'm going to spend a lot of time coming back and forth to Charlotte, seeing what's going on and seeing what's happening in Sparta, Carolina, or some of the other cities that I've heard of. I didn't know Denny's headquarters was, I think it was in Sparta. But the more we listen and grow, the more we can reach out to people and maybe get our ideas funded. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about investing into the DSMpublications.net, helping me to make the books grow stronger and better, and especially Santa Claus versus the Aliens. And we'll be getting people to get involved so that we could build a stronger DSM network. We already have people in Dallas asking, can there be representatives from the Hispanic community? We have people asking me about that in Chicago. So I think once we continue to grow and get more financial backing, we're going to be bigger and greater than ever. And maybe we'll be able to employ hundreds of people as the years go on to see these large buildings with DSM that present history, history movies, children's stories, and even a documentary on the Black Royals, so we can show other information that maybe people didn't put out there or maybe they didn't know. As I said, I was fascinated with the St. George story, but there are thousands more that we need to look up, even going back to the Portuguese royal family and seeing what was going on with that. But tonight you're listening to Donis McClure, and we're 20 minutes into the show already. I mean, we only got 20 minutes left, which is when I say that, we're 20 minutes in. We've got 20 more minutes for the show to last. I'm enjoying it, and you're listening to Donis McClure, and we're talking about Charlotte, past and present. You know, when I walk around Charlotte, go to get something to eat, and I'm drinking a nice cup of coffee in Studio 6 that I'm enjoying. It's just interesting to see how many African Americans are driving and doing things, and I'm hoping that that value of pride reaches them where they can say, you know what, I can do more, I can be more. I can achieve so many great things for our children's children. And I believe it starts with knowing even the names of the towns where you live, even if it's not the greatest name or maybe even a racist name, at least know something about where you live, what the name of the schools are that your children are attending, good or bad. Every other culture talks about their good history and their bad history, their nightmares and their daylight, their success. We have to be able to discuss that more, so that we can continue to move toward a better light and build better cultural relationships. We still have problems with a lot of different cultures, with a lot of different people thinking that African Americans don't like to try to achieve anything. And that's kind of lumping everybody into the same boat. But when you spread positive information and you give people something to look forward to, they change. It's as simple as that. They change what they're doing and how they do it. And I think those things are important. So you could be one of the callers to tell me. If not, you can write me. I already see 4 emails on my board. I'm just amazed people write me more than they call me, but I'll take that too. You're listening to Donis McClure. And tonight, while I'm drinking a cup of coffee and enjoying my stay in Charlotte, we are actually talking about the history of Charlotte from the Black Queen of England. And actually, we're talking about the gentleman who drew her portrait, Alan Ramsay. I think he has a fascinating life. And like I said, I was reading something that was so amazing to me because I was looking at the fact of that, who he was connected to. And again, he also married the niece of Lord Mansfield. And she got a chance to live in the Mansfield mansion, not as a slave, but as a woman who was considered as close to a family member as possible. She enjoyed the same principles and issues of her cousin. But she was the niece of Lord Mansfield, the English judge, whose 1772 decision was the first of the series of rulings that finally ended slavery with the help of William Wilberforce, and listening to the song Amazing Grace. That just goes to show you the power of words and principles and what these men went through, even the man that actually treated slaves terribly is the one who wrote the song Amazing Grace. But I think if you look up that portrait, Elizabeth Lindsay, D-I-D-O, which to me, from what I understand, is kind of a title. But to see this beautiful black woman that I used to look at portraits of, and I think we should have that in our house, in our condos, in our apartments, and explain to our young people who this is. This was a beautiful black woman. Now, from my understanding, Lord Mansfield's son gave birth to Elizabeth Lindsay. Of course, he didn't marry her mother. But Lord Mansfield took her in because she was the daughter of his son. And we're going to do a little bit more research on that and talk about the different types of relationships between men who gave birth to children that they didn't keep, but their family still worked with them and sent them to school and built great things and wanted them to become great. Like the multiracial issue of St. George. His father is not black, but he wants him to be a gentleman in France. And he pushes him to meet all the great composers, Gorsec, Handel. He becomes the greatest fencer. So you know I believe that our children should study the arts a lot stronger and a lot better and see where things are going and how people are doing these types of things. But I'm telling you, I think that knowledge is power. And I really believe the more we insist that they learn, the greater we become. We got 17 more minutes for the show. It's almost 15 minutes, actually. And we're in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure.
Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and trade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Has your child or grandchild dropped out of school? Do they want to find a public school that will help them graduate and receive a high school diploma? The Michigan Virtual Charter Academy allows students age 16 through 20 to complete their high school education in the safety of their home. Students get a loaner laptop, access to online lessons, and teacher support, all tuition free. To enroll in the Michigan Virtual Charter Academy for this fall, go to k12.com/Michigan.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Janet.
What's wrong?
Oh, this is the bridesmaids' dresses for Lindsay's wedding.
Oh, no. Tell me they're not fuchsia.
Oh, they're not fuchsia.
Then what? Oh, they're gaudy, aren't they? All ruffles and lace. Great. Well, look like a chorus line.
No, no, no. They're really quite simple. It's the material I'm most concerned about.
Oh, I knew it. I specifically said no chiffon. I mean, it's so passe. I just don't think...
It's not chiffon.
Then what?
They're made out of old yellow pages.
What? I didn't catch that. It sounded like you said they're made out of old yellow pages.
Yep, I'm afraid you heard right. It's got something to do with recycling and good karma on her wedding day.
Oh, that's special. I'm not going to know whether a guy's checking me out or just looking for the number of a good mechanic.
Funny. Very funny.
There's a better way to recycle your outdated Dex phone books. Find out just how easy we've made it in your neighborhood. Call 1-877-2-GET-DEX or log on to DexKnows.com.
And we're back, and it's Don McClure, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show on a Friday night in Charlotte. You know, I like those PSAs. Some of them are really, really, really fun to listen to, like the Dex one. So actually now when I recycle my Dex yellow pages, I think of that PSA. Can't call them commercials. They're PSAs. And some of them are really, really unique. We also play some that have a Spanish version of the same commercial right behind each other. And again, I think that's so important so that we can bridge the gap between learning. I know I'm taking some Spanish classes, and I'm going to see what's going on. But we're going to take a quick call from a live caller and see what's going on in the 515 area. I guess we could get them in. Hello, caller. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and, of course, I'm Donis McClure.
Good evening, Mr. Donis McClure. How are you?
Well, hello there from the Iowa area. How's the great corn state
the
doing? There's a lot of Huskers up there.
Des Moines, Iowa. I'm up here. I don't know who else is up here, but I'm up here listening to your show, and I just happen to be at home tonight. No assignments, so I said, let me tune in. And I am listening to your show, and it sounds great.
Well, I like my shows. Of course, I like talking about me, but...
That's good. That's good.
But I think, yeah, I think information is so important, and I really believe the more information we give to young people, the stronger we'll make their knowledge base, and then they won't have all the excuses that they use. And if they know that they're in a city that may be named after somebody that was of their own culture, who really took the task of building something, and going to school and doing something, I think it'll help raise their level of commitment to what they need to be.
Correct. And it's about the example we set before them, so we can't just expect for them to do. We have to do also and be that person that they can look up to. But I'm proud of you, and your family is looking up to you, so just wanted you to know.
I'm going to tell them thank you for looking up to a crazy person, but... No, but
what did you say?
They're looking up to a crazy person, but otherwise, yeah,
No, they're not. No, they're not. You're a good example. Just set a good example. That's all we can do.
I am
proud of you, so keep it up.
Yeah, and I enjoy your shows when they're on, and we're looking forward to you coming back on the air.
Yes, that's why I'm listening in some of the shows, and I said, let me listen to my brother and see what the show's about and how it does sound, and it's sounding great. So,
you should have heard it last week. We were in a daycare, and a dog bit me, and a kid snatched my leg, but I was okay.
Oh, okay. I will pull that one up, I think, on your email.
Yeah.
On your Facebook.
I'm always somewhere. I'm usually in a Burger King eating, or tonight I'm drinking coffee. I like that part of it. You travel and eat and get fat. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, but just... always in prayer for you, and just wish you the best.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I enjoyed doing the show, and I'm glad you called. So
all right.
You have a safe evening, and take care.
All right, you too. God bless.
Love.
Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
And, you know, the amazing thing about Blog Talk Radio, I mean, every Friday I come on, and we talk about different things, and I like making jokes and stuff like that because I think I don't want to take life too serious, even though I know the education of our young people and just people in general is a great task. But it's good to hear people from Iowa, Wisconsin. Like I said, today we have a new supporter from Kenosha, Wisconsin. I didn't know it gets that cold up there. I guess that's why they call it Kenosha, but I'm not sure. But anyway, from Kenosha, Wisconsin, she's ordered the book. She's going to be reading my life story and spreading the word to other people tomorrow. Miss Flo's sisters, her family is coming up to support her. They'll learn more about what we write and do. And when we share the strength of knowledge between all of us, the good part, the bad part, the indifferent part, and even though we don't have the same views, we still need to share knowledge, whether it's from the religious sector to the scientific sector. We need to really look at knowledge as power. And I don't know who said that, but it was a great saying, because knowledge is power. When you arm yourself with knowledge, you do better. So if we expect for them to do better, I want to see our young people debate more, and not just special schools, not just certain classes. I think that philosophy should be in every class. I think that art, literature should be in every class. And I think, again, that virtual education will take us to England, to Rome, where we can see the sculptures and learn what people were saying, whether it's Galileo or Dante or whoever it was, and continue to debate the issue, even if you don't agree with Galileo on the sciences. But again, knowing that it's out there, That's what a lot of the movie producers are doing, taking information and making it into movies. I'm really looking forward next week to talking about Santa Claus versus the Aliens. I'm on Chapter 4, and it's amazing all the things I've tied into it, and I want to thank my friend Sharon for always staying up late at night and listening to the rhetoric that I talk about in my different books, and she's, like, really appreciating it. And all the special people in my life, the Suzanne Jacksons, her son loves the stories, everybody that I read the stories to, just the prototypes of it. I said, man, this is really a good story. Matter of fact, Suzanne's son would say he's going to go out and sell my story to other students, to other children, and he's only 7. So imagine the impact we can do with the Tyler Perrys and the things that we're building and the Denzel Washingtons and the Spike Lees and everybody that's out there producing. The more we do, especially with our president, President Barack Obama, just knowing that he's in our history, and he comes from Kenya. His lineage is from Kenya. And one of the greatest leaders that I like over there was Jomo Kenyatta. But tonight we're talking about Charlotte. We're talking about Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'm enjoying being here. I mean, I've met some really friendly people. And tomorrow's going to be a big day for me. But we want to know what you think. You can call me at 818-691-7395. That's 818-691-7395. And, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. I like saying my name like that. And you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show. And I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of people tomorrow. I just talked to Dee, and she's going to leave the salon where she works in South Carolina. She's driving up with a couple of people with her. BJ is coming up. And that's a good feeling when people really want to support what you do. And they know it's struggling. They know it's fledgling. They know I'm on the beginning cusp like a new baby. But they're willing to try to put the effort in to help promote the thoughts and the creativity that I want to put out there to last for years. So I'm looking forward to their friendship and support. And it's always great when people want to get something in and put their support behind you. I'm looking forward to going to Dallas, to seeing a lot of people out there that want me to come to the Dallas area and New Orleans. So, I mean, I've got some cities and some hamburgers to eat and travel. Matter of fact, I'm having some chicken now from an Exxon station. It is pretty good. And, again, just seeing people working in these things. But we got 7 more minutes before the show is over. And I know it's a really strong, important message. Knowledge. So if you don't know anything about the history of Charlotte, I say look it up and debate it. Besides just knowing the teams and where the city is, learn more about that person who it's named after. Not just the streets and not just the counties or the areas, but the actual city, Charlotte, and the county, Mecklenburg County. So, I mean, that's important. And it'll take you back to the war with America and England. And you can learn more about that. And look up Lord Mansfield. That'll help you out a lot. The uncle of a black woman who he wanted to see stand tall and represent class and polish in an aristocratic family that knew that even though his son gave birth to this woman while he was the captain in the military or the Navy, he wanted to make sure she got the best living, that she was supposed to be treated equally. And sometimes we're going to disagree, but we need to be able to agree to disagree. We got 6 more minutes before the show ends. I'm Don S. McClure, and you're listening to The Don S. McClure Show. And I'm having a great time on Friday night in Charlotte. I like being there, actually. It's pretty neat. It's pretty neat place that I'm going to spend some time coming back to. So I think that's important. So we're going to take a quick PSA, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Amanda Pete. Like all new parents, my husband and I want what's best for our baby. When it was time for our daughter's immunizations, we wanted the facts. So we carefully researched vaccines. We spoke with doctors and other experts and asked some tough questions. We decided that vaccines were the best thing for our child. I urge you to get the facts. Learn the facts about vaccines so you can make the best healthcare decisions for your family. Thank you.
A message from the American Academy of Pediatrics and VaccinateYourBaby.org.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to ESRB.org.
Siempre me fijo en las clasificaciones y en la descripción del contenido en las cajas de videojuegos. Pero como a veces quiero más detalles, me encantan estos nuevos resúmenes, pues me dan una descripción más a fondo que me ayuda a decidir si los juegos son apropiados para mis hijos o no. Los resúmenes son gratis y los puedo leer en mi smartphone o en línea.
Para más información sobre clasificaciones de videojuegos y resúmenes, visite esrb.org.
And we're back, and we're talking about Charlotte, and I just played that PSA about knowledge, reading what you actually let your children play with, the types of games you buy them. And even though the young man wanted it, the mother was savvy enough and smart enough and concerned enough to say, I don't think you need to be looking at this. And I've had this conversation with other parents who their sons want these violent video games. And they don't see anything wrong with them, but the mind is subjected to all types of violence and cruelty, and it's considered normal in the game. So when you have knowledge and you say to yourself, no, he or she is not ready for that, you still have to watch what they watch. You still have to tell them this is not age appropriate, and we need to do more of that. We have a lot of young ladies who have lost their guidance only because we don't pay attention. And it might be looking good in the video and things like that and the cheerleaders and whatever, but there are a lot of people out there taking issue with that. Knowledge is power, and they're starting to address those issues whether the students like it or not. And, of course, the students are going to feel like, man, you're stepping on my toes, but in the long run they're going to appreciate it. So make sure you listen to that PSA about checking the videos, the games, and the videos that you're – children watch, because they're taking this information into their mind. We're talking tonight about Charlotte. I've never been here, but it's my first time in Charlotte, and I'm enjoying it. I'll probably be here till Monday, I think, and then I'm on the way to the Wizard of Oz City, Washington, D.C. I think that's going to be interesting. I'll be there with all the great politicians, Nancy Pelosi, and everybody that's trying to run for president. And I might even run into Sarah Palin, who knows? Oh, Lord, I would like that one. We could talk about some knowledge-based issues and see what's going on with that. Actually, there's a lot of great history information in Alaska, going back to some of the gentlemen who were explorers. But we're talking tonight about Charlotte, and we want to know, what do you think? I've gotten 7. There goes my young lady telling me I got 20 seconds left to announce I'm going to get off the air. I like when she comes to my ear. And again, I want to send a shout-out to my support team, who are the operators for Blog Talk Radio. They do a great job and keep me informed, because tonight I'm in Charlotte. I thought I came on at a different time, but I come on at the same time, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. So you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and, of course, I'm Don S. McClure. And everybody should know by now, I got 60 seconds left, so I'm going to say my favorite saying. The one thing I want you to remember always, enjoy life, because that's truly all you have.